then, you can't understand why this person does so many crazy things. They don't make any sense. So you'd say, he is a plain...
Wouldn't be fool.
Yeah. Okay, are there any other names?
Sometimes I hear my children say, nincompoop. I don't know how they... they would be referring to maybe a dumb person or what they would call a fool. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they don't come out and say, you're a fool. They'd be teasing around, you know, with each other in the house and say, you just, you know, a nincompoop or something like that.
Okay. Would there be any difference whether it was a man or a woman?
No, because a woman
does some really strange things.
Well, I don't guess so. I would, you know, prefer to both of them as the same. I would.
Okay. Now, how about a person who never lets go of his money? You call him, he sure is a...
Stingy? We always say stingy. Uh-huh. But, I guess he would be... He's close, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, these are adjectives, kind of what he is. You would say that person is a... Okay. Let's see. If you ever use the word common about a person, what would it mean?
Maybe I don't know how to really put it into words, but... if I say a person was common, I would think maybe they wouldn't care too much about anything, or maybe how they dressed, or... about anything fancy or anything like that, you know. Just like, say, for instance, for a lady, if she didn't like makeup or didn't like nice clothes or something like that, I would just say she was just a common person.
Okay. Let's see. Sometimes there are old people who are real strong and active and they don't show their age, so you might say of a man, he's still quite...
young looking, or...
Well, talking about his being mm-hmm. active and everything.
I guess if I'd have said anything, that's probably what I'd have said. He's still active, or he's still very young looking, or...
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they don't slow down, you mm-hmm. know. It's not just the way they look, mm-hmm. but the way they act. You know, there's some women who are old, and they just clean the house and go to church, go to meetings, and then they play with their grandchildren on the floor sometimes. And you'd say, she sure is...
smart? No. Let's see. I don't believe I can get anything
smart
than active.
All right. Now, sometimes your children may be out late at night, and they said they're coming back in, and they haven't come back in yet. And so you're getting a little bit worried. So you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
fear?
Okay, let's
worried? Talk. It wouldn't be worried.
You wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You might say you felt...
uneasy.
Okay. Then, I think you... might have used it before. You were talking about the way you feel about water. Can you make a sentence about the way you feel about water, especially when you were a child?
Well, just that I've always been afraid of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a person who gets afraid